Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. If you've never been to Crater Lake, I highly recommend it. It's America's deepest lake at nearly 2,000 feet deep, and it has no inlets nor outlets. It was formed by the collapse of a volcano a long time ago. The pristine environment of the region is home to a number of small animals. Among them is a small amphibian known as the Crater Lake newt. But the newt is in trouble. The Center for Biological Diversity is suing the Trump administration for delaying critical protections for the Crater Lake newt. And joining the exchange to help us learn more is Chelsea Stewart Fusick, a staff attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity. Well, welcome, Chelsea.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So, Chelsea, what's the problem you're addressing?
Well, the Crater Lake newt is really on the brink of extinction. The species is native to Crater Lake, and that's the only place it can be found. So we would say it's an endemic, a narrow endemic species. It lives only in Crater Lake. And due to introduced crayfish, which were introduced to the lake in the early 1900s to feed introduced fish that had also been introduced to the lake prior, the Crater Lake newt is on the brink of extinction because the crayfish prey on the newt, and they also compete with it for food and resources. And because of warming lake temperatures due to human-caused climate change, crayfish populations have really exploded in the past decade or so. And because of that, the Crater Lake newt populations have plummeted. And surveys from last year found just 13 newts left. And, you know, scientists believe there are more than 13, but that's what the surveys showed, and that was down from 35 newts the previous year. So they've been exponentially declining.
So over the past,
that is why. Oh, sorry.
Over the past 100 years, since the introduction of these invasive species, they've been preying on the newt to the point where now there's about 13 left.
Yeah, and it's really, you know, I think that the crayfish and the newt were able to sort of coexist for some amount of time. It wasn't until 2008 that they really noticed a huge explosion in crayfish populations. And the introduced fish also do feed on the newts. The rainbow trout in particular does consume newts as well, but it appears those species, the newt and the introduced fish, we're doing okay together. It wasn't causing the newt populations to totally plummet. It wasn't until these crayfish started to do a lot better because of the warming lake temperatures that it's really caused the crayfish populations to decline so drastically.
So climate change has created a better environment for the crayfish, and they've exploded, and now they need more newt for their diet.
Exactly, yes.
Why protect the newt?
Well, you know, I get that question a lot, especially with these little tiny animals that most people don't even, didn't even know they existed. But the Crater Lake newt is part of what makes Crater Lake so special. The newt has a really interesting evolutionary history. We believe has the intrinsic right to exist here. We have the responsibility as those who caused its imperilment with our, you know, very short-sighted actions with the introduction of these different species to make sure it recovers. And, you know, more broadly, every extinction matters to the greater ecosystem, and every extinction impacts the health of the environment that we rely on too. And amphibians such as newts are widely known as canaries in the coal mine in terms of how an ecosystem is doing because of their sensitivity to environmental stressors. So it should be very concerning to us that recent science indicates that amphibians are the most threatened invertebrate class, with over 40% of amphibian species facing the threat of extinction. And in the face of climate change, we really need to be doing everything in our power to address this biodiversity loss crisis, because all of our well-being depends on biodiversity.
Absolutely. They're not a keystone species, are they?
Well, something that's interesting about the newt, and this kind of goes to their evolutionary history, is that they used to be the lake's top predator. So, they were, and they were they are very important to the lake and how the ecosystem works as a whole. I would say they're a keystone species, and they something that has impacted their inability to deal with these crayfish is the fact that is how the newt evolved. So scientists believe that nearby rough-skinned newts, which are really common in the Pacific Northwest, probably a lot of your listeners have seen rough-skinned newts. They're sort of bumpy, dark gray on top, and have an orange underbelly. And they're more terrestrial than the Crater Lake newt. And back when Mount Mazama erupted about 7,500 years ago, scientists believe that rough-skinned newts, some number of them, entered this newly formed caldera. And because of the steep walls, the ones that entered likely did not migrate back out. And so that means we have two groups of rough-skinned newts back then that were separated. And then the group within the crater began accumulating differences in genes, traits, and behaviors. And that allowed those newts to survive in Crater Lake. And they became much more aquatic, for example. But another important difference between the two species is that the rough-skinned newt has a very potent neurotoxin called tetrodotoxin, and in its skin to protect it from predators. But because there were no predators in the newly formed Crater Lake, the Crater Lake newt, as it evolved, lost almost all of its neurotoxins, making it defenseless to predators. And that was okay back then because they were top dogs in Crater Lake. But now with the crayfish and the trout, they really don't have a defense mechanism against those predators.
Okay, so now instead of being poisonous, they are somewhat of a yummy treat.
Yes, unfortunately for the newt.
My guest is Chelsea Stewart Fusick. She's a staff attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity, which is suing the Trump administration for delaying the funding needed to protect the Crater Lake newt. So, Chelsea, why sue the Trump administration? And by the way, there's a long line of lawsuits ahead of the newt.
Yes. Yes, there are. So we petitioned the Fish and Wildlife Service to protect the Crater Lake newt under the Endangered Species Act in November of 2023. And in response to our petition, the Fish and Wildlife Service, under the Biden administration, determined that the newt may be warranted for protection. They call that a 90-day finding because they are supposed to make that determination within 90 days. It generally takes much longer. So we got that determination about a year later. And because of that determination, by law, the agency had 1 year to make a decision about whether to protect the newt, but it has missed that deadline. And so that's why we have filed this lawsuit to try to compel the Trump administration to make a decision about whether the species is warranted for listing under the Endangered Species Act. And if it is listed, it would really help the newt because right now, crayfish removal is an ongoing area of study. The signal crayfish, which is the one that's in Crater Lake, is one of the world's 100 worst invasive species. Of course, they didn't know that at the time that they introduced them. But there's a lot of other land managers that would benefit as well from figuring out how to eradicate signal crayfish from a lake, especially as deep as Crater Lake, which is part of what makes it so difficult to remove them. And so an ESA listing for the newt would help provide funding for that kind of research. And it would also prompt the Fish and Wildlife Service to develop a recovery plan for the newt, which would at this point have to involve captive breeding because there are so few newts left. And so we really need to rescue the remaining population while we deal with the crayfish problem.
Well, it sounds reasonable, but I hate to inform you that the fish and wildlife folks are in trouble, too, with the Trump administration. In fact, a lot of people are in trouble with the Trump administration. They've been withholding funds. They've been mass firings. Here at Public Radio, they've taken away our funding as well. This newt is really in trouble.
Yeah, it is. The National Park Service, like you're saying, has lost a lot of employees since this administration came in, as well as the U.S. Geological Survey, which works closely with the National Park Service, especially at Crater Lake. And they've each lost, last time I looked, about 1,000 employees since the Trump administration came into power. And the Fish and Wildlife Service has lost about 7,500 employees. And there's also these hiring freezes, which means seasonal workers who would keep the parks going through the busy tourism seasons are not being hired. And Crater Lake National Park superintendent himself is one of those people who resigned due to how impossible it is to function, you know, with the agency being so understaffed. And it's a really sad thing. All of our nation's imperiled wildlife are really going to suffer as a result of the Trump administration's cuts and as a result of them, you know, sort of pushing these federal workers to quit or resign or retire early. And it's these agencies that do the work to protect imperiled species. It's, you know, the Fish and Wildlife Service that is supposed to be making these decisions about protecting them under the Endangered Species Act. And then once they're protected, they monitor and recover wildlife populations. And they also work with states to conserve species in hopes of preventing the need for listing. And they keep our public lands open for us. So, yeah, it's been really sad to see the cutting of staff and of funding for these agencies as part of the deregulatory agenda. And it has real-world impacts that are going to take a very long time to recover from. And, you know, we very likely might see extinctions, you know, as a direct result of all of this.
Well, it does sound like an uphill battle on the front side of getting listed on the Endangered Species Act. You tell me that there's a 90-day submission that actually went to 365 days, and then there was another year behind that. Even if you get listed, then you've got to deal with funding, and of course, everybody's trying to figure out what the Trump administration is going to do with funding, and they're already laying people off, and they're denying funding, they're taking back funding. What are your hopes?
My hope is that, I place a lot of hope in the great scientists at the National Park Service and at Crater Lake. These scientists have been studying the lake intricately for, since the 60s, they really started tracking things really closely at the lake and monitoring the lake. And they've been aware of this crayfish problem, and they have been working, doing the best they can to address it. Unfortunately, those efforts have fallen short of what's required, apparently, but the scientists care so much, and they do so much important work on the ground, and so that's where I'm placing my hope. They are already actively designing a captive breeding program for the Crater Lake newt, and so I'm hopeful that we can, preserve the population that still remains to the best of our ability and expand that population through captive breeding. And that in the meantime, those scientists will be working to solve the crayfish problem. That's where I have to place my hope is with all these wonderful agency scientists that are still with the agencies.
Okay, so that's all we can hope for. But what's Plan B?
Well, you know, we have this lawsuit to sort of prompt the agency to make a decision as quickly as possible. I can't really comment on what I expect to happen with litigation, but we do hope that we will get a very swift listing decision and that, this shouldn't be a controversial issue. The Crater Lake, some species when they're brought up, when folks try to get them listed under the Endangered Species Act, it can be really controversial. There can be political reasons that the agency might not list the species, even though it is definitely warranted. But we don't think that's a situation here. The folks that work at the park, they want the crayfish gone, and the public is aware of this problem, and they've been very supportive so far with getting the Crater Lake newt listed. I was talking to a National Park Service scientist who said he has folks call them with ideas for how to get rid of the crayfish, recommendations like, maybe you could send people out and they could, catch as many as they can and eat them. And this can be sort of a fun activity out of it.
Chelsea, but, I know that sounds silly, but I grew up in Texas and I have family in Louisiana. And crawfish or crayfish is on the menu. And so maybe that's something the lodge can think about. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have.
Thank you so much. Yes, appreciate your time.
My guest was Chelsea Stewart-Fusick. She's a staff attorney at the Center for Biological Diversity. I'm Mike Green.